Hey, what's going on, everyone? It's Wrestling Off the Handles with Ronald Prevald and Kevin Javier. Today is a very special episode. It's our first Triple Threat podcast, just because we got a third special guest, my boy Randy Vega. How's it going?
What's up, guys? Appreciate you guys having me on here.
The Ginger Regan, as he goes by in the wrestling world.
That was like a long time ago.
Yeah, he used to do rope matches with Savio Vega.
Yeah, my uncle. Yeah. My gimmick, I wanted to stab people, but they wouldn't let me because I'm Puerto Rican. Like, you can't really bring a knife out. So.
I mean, in Puerto Rican wrestling, actually, that's completely possible.
Yeah, that's pretty much required, actually.
Yeah, my finishing move was knife in the jugular. They said that would just literally end the fight off the bat.
So. He just blades somebody in the jugular.
And when I would do it, I'd say Latino heat and just...
Latino heat! I think I said it on the podcast.
Then your intro music's a Ricky Martin song. She bang!
La vida
broca.
Hey, real quick, give out your social media, man.
Oh, man, follow me on all social media platforms. Funny Ginger Rican. That's Puerto Rican. Take the Porter out, put Ginger. Funny Ginger Rican.
It's not just a wrestling name.
It's a real life movie.
Can everyone put out yours?
I'm on Instagram with my own wrestling name too as well. It's at Corey the Crocodile. It's my alternate identity when I'm school mascotting.
Right. You can always find me at Hey It's Ronald at everything online, on my website, Instagram, everything at Hey It's Ronald, and also at Haitian Poppy. Again, I'm super proud of that name.
Hey, you're not going to get none of these.
I want to talk more about that. Which were you more proud of, Haitian Poppy or Gene Supreme?
You know what?
That was the other name. Yeah.
You know what? I actually thought about on the way here. If I would actually come up with a wrestling name now, it'd be Goya Supreme.
Goya Supreme.
And I come out with just two things of my adobo and start shaking it. Like my special move, I throw some adobo in their eye and then give them some sweet scene music at the end of that. And I have steel-toe boots on because I work hard. Now you'd hear every time it's tink and then it's out in LA.
What would be your ring entrance? What would be the song?
I don't know, man. You
show up with it's a can. It's like one of those fucking canisters of I can't believe it's not butter. You open
It's so frito, yeah. I'd probably come out with some big pun though.
You know how LeBron does the powder? Before the game, you just do that.
Like, dip my hand in there and just throw a liquid in there.
All right, we're talking about gimmicks apparently. The gobbledygook is my favorite. Terrible. But we're gonna watch the first top 10 worst gimmicks in WWE history.
So we've got a couple. I mean, gobbledygooker always makes this one because it's hard to beat someone hatching from an egg, a turkey hatching from an egg at Survivor Series.
Yeah, well, we're gonna go in the 90s.
Dwight the Clown, groups. I didn't think was that bad.
The Spear Squad was the worst group of all time.
Yeah, they were male cheerleaders. Oh, yeah, that was Conan's old... Oh, Naked Midian. I remember that one. All right, so now we're watching Top 10 Worst Gimmicks in WWE History from the Sportster on YouTube here. So they're going to give us a little countdown. Starting with the Spirit Squad. What'd you guys think of that one?
I fucking hated the Spirit Squad.
I liked it because DX used to make fun of him and do all the bad stuff to him. Yeah, I like that DX used to just put poop on them and everything, so it just made them funny. They knew how to play they played their role. It's a stupid gimmick, but...
Bunch of male cheerleaders. Did they ever do, because I didn't watch when this was happening. Did they ever do, the pyramids and shit?
But they cheered.
Yeah.
They really did, pom-poms and shit cheered. They had a little fucking, the microphone thing they would use, and that was, there was some used the belt, someone had, a chain, or, Undertaker had a chain, or,
So their thing was a
big airborne, and it would hit you, and then miraculously you'd be like, "Oh, it was so strong! I'm knocked out in days. I can't get up anymore." And then
too much school spirit.
Yeah, and they would just come out with some outlandish shit wearing that shit.
I think they actually made them wrestle in women cheerleading gear.
Oh God,
DX had the best gimmicks of all time. Yeah. That's not what we're talking about, but Max the Moon?
Oh, yeah.
That was
a Mega Man cosplay character.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's just... Look at his arms, dude. It's like...
Oh, he had a flamethrower.
He looks like a luchador. It was a spark that came up from behind.
Oh, that's weird.
That was, I guess, his finishing movie. He had a jetpack.
Naked Midian.
Oh, pause this one. I know about this one. Yeah, Naked Midian. He was
talking about this one for weeks.
Hilarious. Oh, yeah.
Well, if he's naked, how did he wrestle?
He just basically would come out in a fucking, like, butt flap or whatever they call it. Like, yeah, that was his thing.
That man wore, like, a G-string.
And now he's a cook. Yeah, he would come out just, like, swing. Like, and I'm talking, like, his dick would just be swinging around. Yeah. And it was, yeah, his intro was to stand there like this, like, and just fucking meat spin. Like, when he'd come out.
This is super uncomfortable to say, but,
Did you see it?
He did not have the body to be in a G-string like that.
No, he didn't. That's, like, the whole thing. He was just naked, fat man.
That idea looked like that kind of idea you would do if, like, you and your chick are home, you just want to fuck around, be like, hey, babe, look, and just start fucking doing that kind of shit. Like, so I was trying to do that and be like, hey, this would be funny. Took it out in the real world, and then that's Naked Minion.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Oh, this is the Red Rooster, Terry Taylor. Supposedly, this guy was just a huge dick backstage, so he got this gimmick, but push the play button, mm-hmm. and he was the Red Rooster. They basically just gave him a shitty, like, red mohawk.
Red mohawk, yeah.
And, like, they called him the Red Rooster, which was just bad.
That's just a terrible gimmick.
They said it apparently was a rib, though. Like, it was, like, a backstage prank on him because he was an asshole. So, like, guess what? We're going to give you a red fucking mohawk.
There's an actual wrestler that... Santa Claus?
That's so... That's... Santa Claus.
That's
the first one I read it. I thought it said Xanax Claus. I
was like, Xanax Claus.
Xanax Claus. You just came in the corner.
It's a lawyer with, like, a paper. There's a Xanax Claus in this contract. Yeah. I don't remember Santa Claus wrestling.
No, me neither. But apparently he was next to John Cena and Shawn Michaels. Man.
Wow. And Vince was like, "You're fired."
Probably.
Oh, there we go. Isaac Yankum, Kane's original character, the dentist.
The backyard mullet dentist.
Yeah, the backyard mullet dentist.
What was his finisher? Was it to take someone's teeth out?
No.
I don't know what his finisher was. Like,
I'm just sure glad that he changed
the mandible claw. Yeah.
Well, I'm really glad that Kane came out, though, because
Kane had a great gimmick, and Kane was actually... written by Jim Cornette and the inspiration behind it.
Oh, yeah, he was a dentist, yeah. He would mess around and try to yank people's teeth out.
Yeah. But the inspiration behind Kane was Michael Myers, actually.
Really?
Yeah, the guy who wrote it said he wanted Kane to look like Michael Myers. Or like
that movie came out the same.
Halloween? Yeah, dude, Halloween came out in 1979.
Really?
The first one.
You know what? You said Michael Myers. I'm thinking of the...
you're thinking of Austin Powers. Austin Powers was the inspiration for Kane?
He's going to go to the ring.
What?
He's going to go to the ring in a golf cart in like 20 minutes trying to park it back the other way.
Speaking of this, what the fuck is this?
What?
We're doing a gimmick thing now. And, this guy tried to be Fat Bastard. Bastonian Booger.
Donaldson, I think he was...
Oh, also, God, that's gross.
He wrestled as a
monk,
priest
too.
Once. A monk. Yeah. He just would be Fat Bastard and just eat disgusting food.
God, but he's like Fat Bastard in like a duct tape fucking underwear thing.
Well, Keem the Dream.
The African Dream.
Oh, this is going to be racist as hell.
Yeah, because he was a white dude.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was a white dude. And This
is so disappointing.
Yeah, dude. That's what's so...
That was a year before.
Pretty much, yeah. They put a dashiki on a white guy and just told him he was Keem the African Dream.
And I guess he had a manager that had a jerry curl.
She was like, "How do be like, hey, come on, Akeem, you can do this, baby. This is you, baby. This is your fight of your life. You got this, baby."
Beaver Cleavage, the Attitude Era.
Oh yeah, this guy was just a perv. What like he was
like Val Venus.
Well, no, he came out. He was all nerdy and shit, and like looked like overalls and everything, and would just like stare at like girls' tits and shit.
You said Val Venus is one of the best characters of all time.
It is.
Yes, it is.
Hello, ladies.
He was a porn star. And he's the only guy that had a gimmick that involved his dick getting chopped off.
Oh, really?
Oh, you don't remember that?
I don't remember that one.
Yeah, dude, he had a... Because he used to do these, like... he would release pornos with like the female talent, like some like guy's manager. He'd like release a video of him banging them, but it was always. Well, it was whole part of the thing. But it was some Japanese wrestler where he's like, "Oh, look at my new video," and all you see is just him in this like bed, and he's going, ugh, ugh. And it's blurred, but you could just see like a head going underneath the sheet going. And he goes, "Honey, did you find the remote?" And it's this wrestler's wife comes up, and then like his wife started being Val Venus's manager, and then this other thing, this guy, you can pull it up, Val Venus, Choppy Choppy. Well,
let's keep going with the first.
But like, yeah, basically the guy, like, he took a samurai sword, chopped like a fucking salami in half, and tells Val Venus, "Choppy Choppy, your pee-pee!"
That's funny. And,
yeah.
That's
funny. Yeah, we'll go back to the gimmicks. Next one was, Leave it.
The headbangers. Headbangers was bad.
Yeah, that's not a bad gimmick.
He was a headbanger, and this is Beaver Cleavage.
Oh, he was one of the. Wow, he was bigger back then. That's Beaver Cleavage.
I think we've talked enough about the gobbledygooker, so fucking turkey.
I just think it's funny as hell that they're like, so many question marks.
They brought it back for Survivor Series 19.
That's when he originally came out. And Survivor Series, though.
I'm sure we could see the gobbledygooker in the Royal Rumble to come.
Well, there's also.
Oh, you know what? Hold on. Now we're talking about gimmicks. This is one I personally hated that I thought was stupid as hell.
Which one was that?
It was the Undertaker, the badass.
Oh, the biker Undertaker. I hated that. I was not a fan.
I wasn't sure if he had a hip problem, could have walked to the ring because of the bike and shit like that. But that was so annoying watching. Every week, like, someone's getting jumped. Undertaker's coming out. You'd have to drive the bike all the way down, drive it around the ring, park it. And then by the time you parked it, the person would have got their ass whooped, and the people were ready to run the other way. It was so stupid.
Yeah, just choppy, choppy. See, yeah.
I actually like the American Badass.
Yeah, right.
That makes me want to buy a bike.
No.
Which one?
This one here. This is the wrestler that, like, they set up the angle.
And also the theme song,
It was Kid Rock.
I liked Kid Rock back then.
See, that's not the one I'm talking about. Like that song when he started doing that.
But then he got rid of the motorcycle. Yeah.
And then he started getting when he first came out. It was the theme started off like a really weird low tone, like "I'm a bad man," and then just ran.
That was Rikishi had a theme song. I thought that was like "I'm a bad man." It was like a rap song.
Undertaker had it, and then he switched it, it was Kid Rock,
and then he had Limp Bizkit.
It was like Rolling.
That was fine, but when he first came out originally, that's
the one. You gotta put the sound on, because you gotta hear this shit. Yeah, so Val Venus, I guess, slept with this guy's wife. And you know, now he owns a weed shop in L.A.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what he does. Their English is so terribly racist.
Yeah, they can speak perfect English, but like, I will give you a big surprise.
That sounds like a terrible gimmick.
And then they actually like
Mexican China.
They beat
Chinese.
Him up and took him to the back of the ring. And then, like, they were about to chop his dick off, but then security, of course, came in and was like,
It was like the same thing when Undertaker had, Stone Cold, and then their room knocked out and had a little spike thing, and then Kane comes in miraculously and he runs out. Yeah.
Or with Rikishi, when Stone Cold was about to run him over, and then that cop just immediately got in the way.
There's also top 10 gimmicks that wrestlers
people
hate themselves.
People hated their own gimmicks.
Stone Cold as Ringmaster?
Yeah, I hated that. That shit was stupid.
Wasn't he the blonde something?
Yeah, he was the Hollywood Blondes with Brian Pillman.
Yeah, from California, but with a Texan accent.
Yeah, that was when he had hair.
But Brian Pillman actually had a good gimmick. His was very similar to Dean Ambrose, where he's just this crazy fucking man. But unlike Dean Ambrose, Brian Pillman was on cocaine the whole time he was doing that gimmick. So he was literally just, because there's... Like, he was one of those guys who lived his gimmick. Like, Ric Flair in the old days, where he was, like...
I think Ric Flair still lives his gimmick now. Pulling
left and
right, that's
But now, At one point, he was bankrupt. Oh, yeah. I mean, now he's doing all right because he's like doing speech. He like does events where he talks and signs autographs, right, conventions and shit.
And he became his daughter's a manager for a while, so he just
back in wrestling. So now he's back.
She's doing great doing wrestling though.
Oh, by
his daughter, she's doing great.
She's killing it.
Doing great, man. And she's a cute girl. You would think Ric Flair's ugly.
I've seen the nudes. I wasn't impressed.
I'm not worried about the nudes.
But
you can watch her wrestle. I mean, like, she looks great. Like, you actually
she's a great in-ring talent.
The Honky Tonk Man is a stupid gimmick, but went over really well.
Yeah,
because the guitar and crack you.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, if there was no guitar with a head, it'd be the stupidest gimmick ever. Yeah. And I don't even remember him really ever fighting.
I know they.
No, he came out, he sang, and that was it.
Yeah.
And also, he has the longest running Intercontinental Champion.
Yeah,
and never fought once.
And he was he's actually a JR's cousin, I believe.
You know what's crazy? Right. He was hitting people over the head before Jeff Jarrett was doing that. I thought Jeff Jarrett was the first one to do it.
And then New Jack started hitting people over the head with a guitar too.
What's his face?
New Jack
went to Elias.
Elias?
Elias, he's starting to play guitar every time.
He never plays
it because every time he goes to start playing, somebody enters the ring and cuts him off.
Oh yeah, that's the guy that like just stops in the middle of the show and he'll just start playing fucking music.
Yeah, he'll go to start because he'll walk in and be like, "All right, guys, I want you guys to come out." And the moment he goes to hit the first ring, he bling, and some of the music plays every time. It's like, "What? God damn it!"
Is his like gimmick? He's a country singer.
He's like a emo-ish country upbeat kind of guy. Like, he always has like a scarf over his neck. He's like, "I just want to play a song for you guys."
And he wants to sing. So he's
a douchebag with the guitar at open mics.
His thing is, you guys should walk with Elias. So it's almost
walk with Elias. Okay.
But he wants to play guitar. I'm gonna play a song for you guys. Walk with Elias, and then and then intro music to somebody else, and they always fuck it up.
You know what? The man that had multiple gimmicks that were all kind of trash, but still he made them awesome. Mick Foley.
Oh yeah,
I liked all of them except I wasn't the biggest fan of Dude Love.
I know it.
Dude Love.
I mean, he was funny,
but it was different. I don't know. I was a bigger fan of Cactus Jack.
Cactus Jack was awesome.
And then at one
Cactus
point,
Cactus Jack
just
was like just naturally him being a badass, fucking people up.
And then
Dude Love was funny because he was pulling all the hoes.
Yeah, he looked like Mick Foley.
He'd come out, have the heart shaped glasses, the hippie, the tie dye shirts and shit like that. I used to love it. Every time they played music, he'd come out and be like pointing fingers, doing that shit, and the girls like, "Oh my god!" to the ugliest dude ever. That gives me hope. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, but hey, you could always be the Godfather. Now that I thought
the Godfather was the best. Oh yeah,
who had literal hoes come out to the ring with him every time.
Oh, so disrespectful to women.
Oh, no.
We did not support any of that. We were against it. We're just reminiscing the old
days. And then he, like, pimped out. But, like, anytime he started a match, it was just like, "Look, you could either wrestle me or you could get any one of these hoes right
here." All the wrestler chicks. I remember one time there was a couple wrestler chicks in there, too. And they're like, "Oh, but she's got a match later." So we're going to her.
There were some female wrestlers that started off. Lita started off as one of the hoes.
Oh, really?
No, she was wrestling before she became that, in like some underground, like backyard wrestling thing, and then to get her first like visual in there, she was one of those, one of the ladies for sale.
One of these sex workers.
Yeah,
I apologize. I mean, we're recording this in Florida. We don't have to exactly be PC.
Kevin Nash as the Oz,
and apparently Dusty Rhodes was a part of this one.
Dusty Rhodes, really?
Dusty Rhodes was responsible for this, where he would just come out with a fucking mask.
He came up with the idea?
Yeah, because apparently TNT was, you know, where WCW was airing.
Mm-hmm.
They had just gotten the
Al Snow, that's funny. Shinobi. That was funny.
Al Snow is Shinobi.
You know what? Al Snow's character was really crazy and not a good character.
Yeah, but it was also funny when, like when he was teaming with Steve Blackman and they had head cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Women were mad when he brought that head, the mannequin head, after that.
Oh, yeah.
They were done with
that. And then Big Boss Man cooked his dog and fed it to him.
Oh, yeah.
And then when you would watch that, even as a kid, I saw that. I'm like, that's a baby chicken from fucking Publix.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of, there it is.
But
there it is.
Help me. They actually stopped selling his toys at Walmart and everything because
people were upset.
People were upset.
Huh.
They made a petition for it and everything. There's also
because
Mortal Kombat.
Looked like a severed head.
Who's that guy supposed to be?
I don't really know. This sometimes they did a bunch of Mortal Kombat Vulture.
That was a dude I saw on a game. I saw it was like Mexican luchador type thing that they put on TV, like Spanish channel. It was like, oh, Mexican luchador thing. There's a dude, fat ass Black Panther. It was latex, so stretching out like crazy. Fat dude though. When I'm talking about these dudes doing flips and shit like crazy, that shit was hilarious.
Yeah. Like, yo, I think you're talking about Lucha Underground.
No. This is like Mexico, like underground, like. This is
Telemundo at 2 in the morning.
This is like that special package. You got all the channels. Like, you know what? I'm going to throw in 3 Spanish channels that nobody watches just for you on that channel.
You know what? Cody Rhodes really hated his character for way too long. Stardust was dope, I think, but it went over too long. That's why
he could have done well with it, but they basically made him mini Goldust. Okay. And when they pitched it to him, because they were like, because he's a big like comic book guy, and he said when it first came out, like he had like one contact, like Cable, and like they painted his face, like he had face paint, but it was very different.
Yeah, it wasn't.
And so he saw the like he's like, and at first he's like, okay, this might work. And then he sees like what they're trying to do and make him and Dustin tag teams. I mean, they had a good run.
Yeah.
But then it was just like he's like, yeah, I don't want to be Goldust Jr.
Yeah, and I think what they tried to do like
to and he's break killing out of it now.
As the guy from the Green Arrow nightmare. The guy from Green Arrow.
Yeah.
The actor, the main guy.
I saw him at All In Wrestling.
Yeah, he was. That's when it took a turn. Like they tried to do that to like separate it. Like, oh, we got the superhero Green Arrow, and he's fighting.
Stardust,
and it's like good versus bad, whatever. And then after that, that's when he got the boot.
Well, no, he left actually.
No, it was they were supposed to do a gimmick match together.
Yeah, after they did the gimmick match, I think they got
Stephen Amell. Yeah, from Arrow.
Yeah.
He actually wrestled at All In. He did a good job against
All In. The Ring of Honor.
No, All In was the independent mega show.
Okay.
A couple weeks ago.
What's supposed to be doing that?
Didn't they do? Didn't
Freak? I can't remember his name. David Arquette.
Yeah, David Arquette. Yeah, David Arquette.
Again, in a couple months, doing it. Yeah.
He's wrestling with one of the guys from Too Cool. The Hurricane.
Wait! You mean Scotty Too Hotty? Because the other guy from Too Cool's dead.
Well, Funkmaster Flash.
Yeah. Grandmaster
Sexy. Yeah.
Well, I guess he's not. Obviously not.
Brian Christopher Kingston.
Yeah, no, he's actually wrestling with the Hurricane.
Huh. Yeah. His partner died too.
What?
Yeah, he died too.
That was Roman Reigns' brother.
Yeah, no. Superhero
in training, aka Shit.
That
was literally his name, Shit.
You know it's fucked up. We're laughing at this shit though, but you can call that team RIP. All the leftover members are like, well, you're alone, I'm alone. Let's make a team. Let's keep this shit going.
It's the revival.
Yeah, the revival, yeah. Their finishing move is in Love and Memory. It's called Love and Memory, and it just slammed the shit out of somebody.
I don't know what David Arquette's wrestling character's name is.
He was a champion for a while, I think, WWE. They made
WCW.
After Ready to Rumble.
He did some shit. He hit somebody. Luckily, he won the belt. And he walked around for, like, I think it was like 2 months. Just never wrestling, playing a role. And I think one time they just, I think the fight was like he got his ass. Like, somebody came and just destroyed him or something like that.
Did WCW ever really do that triple cage match, or was that just something they did for the movie?
I think they did that just for the movie, because that would have been impossible to do in
real life. But I know there was one, they did it one time.
Well, it was like three cages with a ladder.
It had three rings.
Huh?
Remember WWF, I think they did it one time when they had the three rings.
Yeah.
Where they had three rings. That was the Elimination Chamber, right? It was all caged in, three rings, couldn't go nowhere. You were stuck. And they had like all the wrestlers in there, and you get eliminated one by one. And
yeah, that was Elimination Chamber.
Yeah. Well, he actually can wrestle with David Arquette.
Really?
Yeah, he's training. Well, I mean, he's wrestling with the Hurricane, so.
That's cool.
Yeah, I mean, the Hurricane's overweight. Did you see him when he did the last Royal Rumble?
No, I didn't see it.
Where him and John Cena had to square up, and he does this little Hurricane move where he does this, and they went to go choke slam. I'm like, come on.
I want to find. I saw that, or I'm sure you guys saw that clip I posted on Facebook of the wrestler who had the Michael Jackson gimmick. And his finisher was a moonwalk DDT.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. Yeah, he was,
you never saw that?
No. Kicked his leg.
Look it up.
He kicked his leg. Yeah. He kicked him in the stomach. Bam! And then the guy would drop, and he'd grab him and go,
Michael Jackson wrestler.
And then he would moonwalk him. about a good 3-4 feet and then just drop back.
You know what? For my character, when I was going with a Haitian poppy, I was gonna. My idea was I was gonna come with like a one of like an island shirt, have some mangoes in one hand, and just start throwing at people.
I can picture you throwing that shit in the crowd and get it thrown back at you. We don't want this mango.
Good. You don't even need sound for this. This is just great.
This is a, oh my god.
What?
Michael Jackson. And he moonwalks while holding in a DDT.
Oh my. But he's out. Credit to the guy who he did the DDT to because he sold it.
Oh yeah.
The angle he jumped into it.
This is honestly really cool, man. This is a great gimmick.
Michael Jackson versus
Drake. It would never work in real life though.
What? The DDT?
No, the gimmick. Like in WWE now or something like
oh,
that.
Oh, what yeah, the? He just said a double DDT. Go back.
We're watching right now that David Arquette is wrestling in some local area. I think this is a cafeteria.
Yeah, it looks like a cafeteria.
Cafeteria at your local high school. Probably a
the school I teach at.
He stops, pokes one guy. Oh, this is bad. He actually kicked him.
Oh,
it's so bad.
Yeah.
David Arquette did a really terrible
double stunner.
But thank God these guys sold it. They
like really sold
it's
it.
It's all about the sale, bro.
This guy's still like just.
And David Arquette just gets out of the match. Yeah. If David Arquette is winning your match for you, there's something wrong.
Oh, yeah.
David Arquette
wins
a double DDT.
With his old startup that never really took off. That's what he beat him with.
You see he dialed 1-800-COLLECT.
What terrible movie was it that they put him in?
Besides
all his movies, yeah.
Hey, I liked Ready to Rumble.
He was also
in Scream 1, was the only good Scream.
Okay, you know what? You said you liked Ready to Rumble. I did too, but I was like a 12.
Could have watched that movie now. You'd be like, what the fuck is this bullshit?
No. I mean, I'm thinking about it now, and yeah, there was a lot of like shit jokes, and like it was a lot of toilet humor, and it was dumb.
You know what?
But I'd still appreciate it. Because
You're young, you'd watch it now. You would, but you'd
look at it. Like the fucking part, crowd us!
You know what? What character I think would have been great if they would have took this character from the movie and put it into actual wrestling, which is a terrible gimmick in my eyes, was Zeus. Debo from Friday.
Yeah.
He played Zeus. You know, that shit would have been hilarious if he would have been in wrestling as Debo.
And he has the same music, just
jack people shit, riding to the fucking ring on a bike with sandals on. Just
oh, that would be awesome.
He gets in there, want my belt pump? You know what I mean? That'd be fucking hilarious.
That'd be great.
He just mean cold cocking everybody. Like, his finisher for everybody would be the same uppercut that he hit. What's his face with?
Yeah.
Like, damn,
that's my bike, punk.
You got, yeah, bro. You just fucking, yeah, yo, imagine him hitting Hulk Hogan with an uppercut. His leg drop was like, oh my god, the mighty leg drop. Imagine him really hitting him.
JR. By God, he got knocked the fuck out.
I've never seen a man throw an uppercut so hard in my life. He almost gave Hulk Hogan hair again on the top of his head. No, that would have been hilarious. You would have seen him get hit with an uppercut and his hair would have just flailed up. Like, but that was a terrible gimmick, though. He was, like, indestructible, pretty much, for the first, like, hour of the fucking fight. He would get hit with everything. He'd go in the ring for, like, 2 minutes, but his tag team partner was getting his ass whooped, he'd tag him. He'd go in the ring for 2 minutes, hit them both with, like, 2 punches, miraculously, all their strength gone, tag his partner back in, go sit outside again. That's all he would do.
What's your favorite gimmick? What would be your gimmick?
My gimmick, Kevin Javier, I'd be Corey the Crocodile. I mean, I would hatch from an egg and be a crocodile. In a crocodile.
I'd hatch from an egg
as a crocodile suit. And then, like, my theme song would be the Jaws theme song.
Oh my god.
It should be Deep Blue Sea theme song.
Oh yeah, exactly. It's gonna be LL Cool J. My head is like a shark's fin.
You know that.
And then I'm gonna headline a pay per view with Shark Boy.
One of the sharks from the Katy Perry thing. They were making fun of Shark One, Shark Two.
There was a wrestler named Shark Boy.
I know that. It'd be funny if you did it with the Katy Perry shark with the fucking little fin thing. What the fuck he was doing?
Yeah. They also can't cancel gimmicks that came out, and then they just like, you know what, this doesn't work.
Oh yeah, that was bad too. Before when
Bray Wyatt's original character,
when he was Husky Harris.
Yeah,
he was also NXT. Called Axe Malone, and he just wore a Jason mask.
Oh yeah, that was
that backyard shit though.
Yeah, independent. Oh, Matt,
the broken Matt Hardy gimmick.
That's still going though.
Yeah, it is, but like it was weird. But I like
he's doing it, but not with the craziness. Like it is crazy still when he's doing it with like the way he talks. But it's not full extreme. It's funny or not. He's doing it with like a goofy side to it. He's not being so serious when he's like, he's making it funny like when he talks to people.
Chris Jericho's podcast. Talk is Jericho. Shout out to Chris Jericho, and he like did the entire podcast like in character. Like it was, and most of the time when Jericho has people on there, it's like an interview with like them as people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he's just there like, yeah, Matt, I've known you for a very long time and I don't know what this is about. And he's just
I don't know, Chris Jericho's weird, man, because like he has like the best contract ever. He can go and come as he pleases.
And get to keep his name.
Yeah.
So.
Just to keep his name on any platform he goes to.
But he's also
he just went to All In. Get a couple matches there for fun. Like, I'm getting a couple bucks in to go do my podcast, and I'll go to wrestling a couple weeks later.
But he's always one of those few that got over just by kind of being himself.
Yeah, and he, right after that match, he actually flew out to go do his concert with Fozzy. So,
yes.
That man is a hard-working dude.
Chris Jericho does not sleep. And he's a rock star, a wrestler, does a podcast. Mm. I believe he was a hockey player at one point, too.
I don't know.
Well, he's Canadian. They're all
hockey players. His father was a pro.
Okay, so favorite Chris Jericho moment.
Mine?
When he won the
Undisputed Champion.
When he won both against Rock and
Stone Cold.
Stone Cold. Okay, what about yours?
It'd have to be a couple. There's a couple, man.
Pick one.
All right, there was this one angle he did with Dean Malenko in WWE that I just remember because it made me laugh hilariously.
Dean Malenko's an old ass fucking thing too, dude.
But like Dean Malenko was like being like a creep to Lita. And like asked her out, she said no, and like was this comes out as just like, Lita, you kiss these lips, you're gonna remember these lips. And then Jericho,
my favorite moment is when
it's
he came out on stage when Stephanie McMahon was in the ring, trapped and not being gone for a couple months.
Oh yeah, we got a marriage beast and a hose beast.
No. When he goes, when he starts showing the pictures, like, oh, I guess daddy grew up, and he showed her with no tits.
Yeah, and then shows
her with tits.
That was great.
Yeah. That fucking hilarious.
Mm-hmm. You know what? What's this guy? Enval? What's his name?
Oh, you mean Neville?
Neville.
That guy just... His gimmick is just he's ugly. Like, he's ugly.
He's an ugly acrobatic.
Well, they WWE released him. His contract is done with WWE.
Yeah.
They didn't do nothing with him.
He should just be Gollum. Like, if I was him, like, that would be my gimmick. I would just be Gollum from Lord of the Rings.
I'm just glad they get, like, a... Like, some of the gimmicks at first, like, Dean Ambrose by himself is good. I can watch him fight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's good, didn't give a shit. But I'm glad that they kept all their gimmicks, like, intact when they all separated.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that, because you know what? Seth had his own run. He was,
They all had their runs.
They all had their runs, but only felt like Roman Reigns stayed the same character when the others got to be different a little bit.
Yeah, they got to do heel turns and this and that.
It's hard to change your role when you're the badass of the group. You're the big dog, as they call him. When you're the head guy of the group and you're still holding your own, you try to change that role. The only reason The Rock got away with it in Stone Cold is because they were technically by themselves when they first started the group. People followed them. You know what I mean?
Well, with The Rock, it's different because the babyface stuff wasn't working. And he said, you know what? I'm just going to do this heel stuff. And people started
liking it.
That's what I'm saying. But the Roman's never gone heel. He's always been a good guy.
No, he's trying to go on heel. People
aren't going
to
see him as the heel. That's what I'm saying.
They
see him as like, oh, he's a badass. He's going to do what he got to do, whatever.
People
like
boo
that.
Him because he's a good guy. Because no one wants to root for the cop kind of thing.
I would say he did go to heel when we were going against...
Seth Rollins was
heel. Well, in the Seth Rollins thing, he was a... No, Seth Rollins was a heel. But when... Roman Reigns was going against Brie Bella's
Daniel Bryan.
That's when, for his injury, they had a little run there, and then no one believed his
role as a heel.
Because it was just his character.
He stayed in character. There was no change at all in character.
But he's not great on the mic.
Goldberg never was a heel either.
No, he was never a heel.
Goldberg was
a... Goldberg was always just the unstoppable force. He was the train. It was like a record. Exactly. He would just run through anybody. He didn't care.
But he was never like a, you know, conniver.
Stone Cold technically was They didn't really. I don't ever think they really put
Stone Cold. Well, they made him a heel
as a heel. He was like a lone standing person.
No, but he was a heel during the Alliance because remember he became the leader of the Alliance.
What? No, I get that, but what I'm saying is this. What I'm saying is this. Like, even though he did that, the people still saw him for as Stone Cold.
Yeah.
He was that lone slinging guy who just did whatever the fuck he wanted. So
look at this, Roman Reigns in a fucking.
I think he looks like the dude.
Polynesian.
He looks like the dude from that movie,
Moana.
Moana.
Yeah. Oh, this is an early Dean Ambrose. Probably when he was John Moxley.
Yeah,
when he had. What he used to do the hardcore wrestling.
Everyone thinks they remind him of Mick Foley for some reason.
Well, because they got the same kind of. I see him more as Brian Pillman.
Brian Pillman. Oh, yeah. Without the gun.
Yeah, without the gun, exactly.
See, I don't get why the wrestlers always have to do like spandex and like the speedos. Why? Let them go out there how they're fucking comfortable, like they're doing now.
Well, that's what they did. Wrestling, like John Cena would always wrestle in like short jeans.
Yeah, jean shorts. He killed that look, by the way.
The worst gimmick ever.
Who?
The rapper, the white rapper.
Oh, yeah. Oh, John Cena, the white rapper.
Yeah, and then
God.
Yeah, when he tried to rap that dude outside the arena and forgot half his words, and had to repeat like a whole bar. I remember that shit.
And everyone just kind of like, he was a rapper and then like just stopped rapping and everyone was like, wait, he still wears the same clothes.
Not rapping anymore. Thing was Hustle, Respect, whatever like that. And
yeah, Hustle, Respect, Loyalty, Hustle, Respect or some shit.
That weird shit.
Alright guys, thanks for listening to us. We're going to start wrapping it up. If you guys want to give out your social media.
So again, I'm on Instagram at Corey the Crocodile. You can find me on Facebook at Kevin Javier.
And you guys can follow me on all social media platforms, Funny Ginger Rican, except Twitter. I hate the fact that Twitter only gives you 140 characters. I'm too big of a person. Size-wise, I need more room than that. Follow me on social media. We just finished posting out a video. Me and my buddy in crime, stand-up J guy, we just finished doing posting a video for our trip in Boston. Went up there to do some comedy. That was a good time. And follow me on all my social medias, man.
Thank you for being on the show, man. You can always find me at everything on the internet as Hey It's Ronald. And also on my website at heyitsronald.com. And thanks for enjoying the show, guys. This is Wrestling Off the Handle.
Hey.
Hey.
Oh, thank you.